This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Partial shutdown of the U.S. government has begun after a funding bill was blocked in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell blamed the government shutdown on the Democrats.
What we've just witnessed on the floor was a cynical decision by Senate Democrats to shove aside millions of Americans for the sake of irresponsible political games. The government shutdown was 100% avoidable.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer replied.
Very sadly, we are on the precipice of a government shutdown. The majority leader only just allowed us to vote on a continuing resolution that he knew lacked the votes long before this hour. It's not just Democrats who oppose this CR. Several Republicans did as well.
Schumer said this will be called the Trump shutdown because Mr. Trump has avoided all bipartisanship. White House responded to the failure to reach a funding agreement, blaming Senate Democrats for what it called the Schumer shutdown, accusing lawmakers of valuing illegal immigrants ahead of lawful Americans. The so-called DACA program to keep some 700,000 illegal immigrants from being deported was an issue which the Democrats cite as a reason for allowing the government shutdown. These illegal immigrants were brought to the U.S. by their parents. U.S. High Court has signaled it will be considering the legality of President Trump's order restricting travel in varying degrees from 8 countries. 6 of those countries are majority Muslim. Pro-immigration groups say the Muslim ban is discriminatory and amounts to a ban on all Muslims. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has rolled out the unclassified portion of the Trump administration's defense strategy, one that emphasizes expanding the American competitive military advantage over China and Russia. He said restoring that competitive edge will be the new focus of U.S. defense strategy.
This strategy is fit for our time, providing the American people the military required to protect our way of life, stand with our allies, and live up to our responsibility to pass intact to the next generation those freedoms that all of us enjoy here today.
The document also accuses China of predatory economics to intimidate neighbors while building and militarizing fake islands in the South China Sea, claims Russia violates neighboring borders and seeks to shatter the NATO alliance. Mattis also called out rogue regimes such as North Korea and Iran for continuing action that threaten regional and global stability. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is on a trip to the Middle East with his first stop in Egypt today, followed by stops in Jordan and Israel. In Cairo, Pence will be meeting with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and other officials before flying to Amman, Jordan, where he will meet with King Abdullah II. Sunday, he flies to Israel. Vice President not expected to be meeting with Palestinian leaders. Mr. Pence is the first senior administration official to visit the Middle East since President Trump announced his decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, a move widely condemned by world leaders. Turkey has fired artillery shells into Syria's Afrin region in what Ankara said was the start of a military campaign against the Kurdish-controlled area. We get more now from Reuters' Emily Wither.
Turkey dispatched its military chief to Syria's main ally, Moscow, in an attempt to get the green light for an air campaign on the territory. Though Damascus is warning it could shoot down any Turkish planes that enter its skies. The trip is the strongest sign yet that Turkey is serious about direct military action, potentially opening a new front in Syria's brutal civil war. It would mean confronting Kurds allied to the U.S., spelling more tough times ahead for Turkey's already fractured relations with Washington.
U.S. prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty against a former University of Illinois graduate student charged with kidnapping and killing a visiting scholar from China. Brent Christensen is charged with the June 9, 2017 killing and abduction of Yingying Zhang, an international scholar at the university. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.